From Illinois Public Media, you're listening to Morning Edition. It's 8:55. Good morning. I'm Abigail Botar. Now we have the opening commodities market report. We're joined today by Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Abigail. And grain futures are just lightly mixed. We had very quiet overnight session. And out of the chute, we look the same way on the corn. Very dull. Beans getting a little bit of a bounce, and both products are a little higher. There's two focuses. One is on the weather. Certainly, the next 10 days to 2 weeks still have good rain chances for the brunt of the Midwest. However, that very northwest portion of the Corn Belt remains hot and dry. Next Wednesday, we have a WASDE report. It's the August report. Last year, USDA came in and bumped up yields compared to what they'd been using as their trend line yield. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. We are starting to get some private estimates. Some are a little above that 183 USDA number and some a little below that 183 for a corn yield. Not much speculation on bean yields yet. USDA is pegged it at 53 bushels to the acre. We had really good export bookings on new crop corn and beans, not very much at all on the old crop beans. I did hear a report this morning from the northeast portion of Nebraska that guys were chopping corn because of poor conditions. And of course, they've got a lot more cattle in that area than we do. Right now, September corn futures are 437 and a quarter up, one half. December at 460 and one half, also a half higher. And July, 491 up one half. On the bean side of things, we've got the August beans going off the board next week. The November beans, 1177 and three quarters. That's up three and a quarter. January's at 11.93 and a quarter, up three and a half. July's 12.13 and three quarters, up two and a half. The bean meal is up about a buck. Bean oil up anywhere 30 to 40 points. On the wheat side of things, pretty quiet here after a bounce yesterday, but then giving part of that back during the session. We've got in Chicago September wheat, 642 and three quarters, that's up a half. And December's at 661 and a half, that's up a quarter. Kansas City wheat's unchanged to about a penny lower. On the livestock side of things, we've had a strong cattle market this week. We had a little stronger cash market in the live cattle overnight, and but we're not able to really hold things, even though I think this cattle market is starting to look like it's turned the corner. We've got October live cattle at 228.60. That's down 87. December's at 228.25, down 42 cents. The September feeders at 347.65 is down 72. The October's at 338.92, down 50. On the hog side of things, we had kind of a soft looking day yesterday. Just couldn't get much going to the upside. We did see a little spreading between buying cattle and selling hogs, however. This morning, we've got the October live hogs at 83.27. That's up 27 cents. And the December's at 74.50 is down 15. Outside markets, it'll be interesting to see whether the stock market can hold the gains that we've seen this week. Certainly, those have been all but amazing to look at. We've got the metals a little bit on the mixed side, with the gold higher, about 20 bucks higher in the nearby gold. The crude oil is stronger again today, 76.21 on the nearby SEP. That's up 101. The dollar index, dollar has been a little bit on the soft side. We rebounded today. The dollar index is up 0.10, 99.66. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.